From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Obama is hosting the Italian Prime Minister at the White House today. In a press conference at this hour, President Obama said without hesitation, Italy is one of the United States' strongest allies and closest friends.
Meanwhile, Italy continues to be one of our strongest counterterrorism partners as we work together to prevent terrorist attacks in our countries. More broadly, we agreed to continue our strong support of the Libyan government of national accord, which, as we've seen in recent days, continues to face challenges to its authority.
Meanwhile, the Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House with, as is the custom, full military honors. You can read more details on the Italian Prime Minister's visit at the White House at voanews.com. Russia's defense minister announced the nation's forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the northern Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of an 8-hour humanitarian pause. Jeff Custer reports.
The pause in fighting, initially announced Monday by Moscow, is designed to allow civilians to leave the battered city, along with people who are sick or wounded, and rebels who want to get out. United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric said the international body welcomes the Russian announcement.
We will use whatever pause we have to do whatever we can. Obviously, there is a need for a longer pause in order to get trucks in, but obviously any pause is welcome by the UN and by the inhabitants of Aleppo.
A new aerial bombardment Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rubble-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Syria's first lady said she rejected multiple offers to flee her country with her children. This is VOA News. Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will hold a summit in Berlin on Wednesday to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk Peace Accord for Ukraine. That's according to the French presidency. The summit will also discuss the next steps in the process toward ending the crisis in eastern Ukraine, according to that written statement. The United Nations has announced a new ceasefire in Yemen beginning early on Thursday. The announcement came from the UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ul-Chek Ahmed. It comes a week after escalated fighting sparked new international calls to end the conflict. The Taliban and a senior Afghan government officials have held two secret meetings since September in Qatar in a bid to restart long-stalled peace negotiations, according to sources Tuesday. An official in the National Unity Government in Kabul said that two rounds of discussions took place in Doha. The development comes as more than 350,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from Pakistan this year, according to UN data. Some 30,000 Iraqi, Kurdish, Peshmerga, and Sunni tribal fighters paused Tuesday on the second day of an assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The pause was requested by the Kurds. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions. Meanwhile, the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grande, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population in Mosul.
We would expect that up to 1 million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
Meanwhile, France is to host an international meeting on the political future of Mosul on Thursday. Macedonia Tuesday officially called for a snap parliamentary election on December 11th. It's to try to end a seething political crisis after the vote was delayed twice this year. Fighting between Somali troops and Al-Qaeda-linked Shabab fighters was ongoing Tuesday in the key city of Afgoye. That's according to a security source and a witness. A resident said the target was a bomb attack was a local police station. Officials have put the death toll in the April 2015 migrant shipwreck at about 750 and 800 people. That comes after autopsies on the remains retrieved from inside the vessel. That figure is in line with survivor estimates. Only 28 people survived that April 18th shipwreck. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.